Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
The new iPhone 16 has dropped, and shocker, there's already complaints. So apparently what's supposed to be like the new and shiny aspect of this iPhone is the AI functionality. But it doesn't work yet. Is that accurate?
Yeah. So it's in beta testing right now. And they're looking, hopefully the new features will roll out around October 28th, supposedly, at the end of the month, with some to come later. I guarantee someone's head rolled at Apple. Like, I think this was supposed to be buttoned up, ready to go by the launch. And they've just realized there are more issues that they have to work out. So they released a beta version. It's supposed to be able to do stuff like, if you're writing an email, it will rewrite your email to make it sound more professional. It'll proofread your stuff for grammar. If you're writing a long email, it can summarize text like a TLDR, too long, didn't read, and give you a summary. If you're making a packing list like Abby's going to London, you can write it and it'll put it in a neat, nice little table for you. And then it'll have ChatGPT integrations later on. Siri's going to be more robust as well. And then it's going to have really cool features like, let's say you have a restaurant, you take a picture of a restaurant, it should be able to search that restaurant and give you stuff like hours, the opening, like opening times, phone numbers, menu, things like that. So it's going to really be a game changer once they get it working.
Because right now it's basically just iPhone 15, but with a slightly better camera.
Yeah, that's not true.
No,
it's better. I mean, even how? It's worth just the video. If you know anything about video, the 15 shot at 4K, 30 frames per second. Like when you shoot a movie, it's at 24 frames per second. You shoot it at 60 frames per second, which is what it is now. It's insane.
But that's,
like if you go on YouTube and Google Gemini Man, the Will Smith movie, and watch the video for that, it is amazing.
But that's again, that's the camera and the processing chip, though. So they have done some like internal upgrades, but it's not like.
But I don't know why people are complaining, because every TV commercial for this phone has always said fall 2024, it's coming.
Well,
it didn't say it was on the phone.
But when you drop it, you expect it to be ready.
Yeah.
Like when it drops, you expect everything to work.
Mm-hmm. I didn't, because I read the commercial.
Well, it says it's coming in fall, but I think a lot of people with the new release of the phone are like, oh, it's going to go hand in hand September 20th. No. I'm going to get the AI.
September 20th ain't fall, is it?
Yeah,
yes,
it is.
The 21st is.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm just saying. That's how they do.
But it's going to be really cool. You're going to be able to voice record. It's going to be able to transcribe it. You're going to be able to search through your photos much easier. Like right now you could type dog and it'll pull up pictures of dogs. That's going to get more robust. You can do prompts. So I could be like, hey, make me a slideshow of when Kristen and I, you know, at her birthday party at Avalon. And it'll pull all those photos and make like a little story with different chapters of the whole weekend. So it is going to be cool when we get it.
Gotcha. All right, so we're going to try something new today. Our producer, Jackson, has now been dubbed the intern whisperer. So we have intern Shelby in here, and we have ran this by you, and you are your game to play.
Correct.
Okay, make sure you eat the mic. So you are game to play, and what we have learned about Shelby is she is she's a hard worker. And we love having her as an intern, but she can't tell a story to save her life.
This is happening.
Yes. So you are still submitting personal stories, and we have found one that we definitely want to hear about, but we don't want you to tell us.
Yes, correct.
So what we're going to do is Shelby will be here, but Jackson's going to tell her story on her behalf.
Okay.
Oh my God.
As the intern whisperer. So let's hear about when intern Shelby got bumped up to first class, but it ended up turning into a nightmare situation.
Okay, so I'm going to do this as if I am telling it
as her.
Yes.
Makes sense, right?
You are Shelby.
I am Shelby in this situation.
You know what it reminds me of? If anybody's ever seen the movie Ghost, when Whoopi Goldberg is sitting there and Patrick Swayze enters her body, this is Shelby is entering your body to tell the story.
Okay. Not weird
at
all.
It sounds like Shelby just went through puberty.
You're in trouble, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a little powwow back there to get some of the details of the story, and I was like, all right, so like, tell me what happened. And she basically was like, I was bumped to first class, but the lady in front of me was the worst person ever. And I was like, okay, I need a little bit more to go off of than that. So we had an interview style little powwow back there. So now I think I have the complete story, okay?
Perfect. Let's relive intern Shelby getting bumped to first class and meeting a nightmare woman.
Here we go. So I was flying from Atlanta to Miami with my husband for vacation, and much to my surprise, we actually got upgraded to first class.
It's always such a coup when you do that.
Yes, it is. Huge for the program.
Absolutely.
Right? And this was an even bigger deal because this was our first time flying first class. But it turns out this was the flight from hell. I think I have some sort of energy in the air about me talking about flights that didn't go over well.
A bit.
Don't put that energy. I got a flight today.
You're so right.
He's taking all of the bad flights for you, so your flight will be seamless.
Thank you. All right. When you think of annoying things on planes, you probably think crying babies, rude flight attendants, or not being able to have your seat reclined when landing. But the other obvious plane grievance to experience is none other than sitting next to the person who will not shut up.
Mm.
How am I doing so far, Shelby?
Accurate? Yes. Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So this is a 10 p.m. flight, so everyone sort of expects this to be a quiet flight where most people sleep, but no, that is not what happened. So I'm sitting up in the second row, first class with my husband, and it wasn't even the person sitting next to me, it was the person in front of us.
Ew, so she's turning around the whole entire time?
Just talking to the whole plane.
Oh, no.
Talking to the whole plane.
I've never seen that before.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if she was drinking, but she was definitely on something. Mm. But for the entirety of the flight, this woman decided to project her entire life story on not just her seatmate, but every single person in our section of the cabin.
That strikes me as somebody that has a fear of flying and maybe took medication to ease that and might have also had a drink. And now you just have somebody that's slurring their words loudly to the entire plane.
Yeah, after they served drinks, it got much worse.
Checks out.
Yep.
20 minutes in, and at this point, I know her age, her birthday, siblings, social security, moon phase on the day of her anniversary, menstruation cycle, and everything in between.
What? Oh, was she on her period?
I mean, I know her ex-husband's height, birthday, spending habits, horoscope.
Wow.
Yeah.
All her degrees.
She was just on a tear, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. She did not breathe.
She give you anything useful like her credit card number?
No. Oh,
but drinks are free, so you don't have to give it out in first class.
That's true.
Upon looking behind me and up the aisle mid-flight, I could see the life energy drained out of every single passenger behind us.
Did you ever once contemplate asking a flight attendant to shut her up?
No, they were like egging it on, like almost treating her like she was famous.
That's
people
surprising.
People were wanting to hear this.
Because it was first class. I would imagine they would have said something because they are real serious about people enjoying their first class flight.
Well, everyone, I know I got an extra drink, so that was...
Sounds like you needed that.
I was honestly annoyed that nobody was saying anything, but should you say something in this situation? So I decided to take matters into my own hand and not directly confront her, but make some subtle side comments. When the flight attendant came by and asked how the flight was going, I said, "It's good, but it could be a little quieter." That's what you said, right?
I did.
Okay. And on top of that, I made sure to make a fairly audible shh to everyone once in a while, but it still didn't work. Honestly, first class was cool, but I'd rather have sat in coach with a screaming baby than have to endure that again.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
It really does.
She had the worst accent, too, to go along with it.
You got to do an impression of it.
No, I mean how she started off with it. She was like a Spanish Jewish from New Jersey, and there's some Wisconsin in there.
Oh wow,
there was a range.
So a mix, a Midwestern Jersey accent.
Yeah, I've never heard this one.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.